I met my husband in 1972. He had been a season ticket holder since 1956 and started traveling, going to the games at that point. And in 1973, we were married, and the Giants became part of my life ever since then. And it just began a whole new era for us.
Come and join me on Memory Lane. I'm going to show you some of our memorabilia that Don and I have collected over the years. Starting with Phil Simms and Don back in the day. Here's Don and myself and Pat Hodgson, another coach of the Giants back in the 70s. This is the old Giants Stadium. Whenever the Giants were there, whatever weather was there, we were there. And here we have some of the newspaper articles that Don was in. Here he is with his tickets. Said that he had flown over 25,000 miles to see his Giants. He said 12 years and no misses. Different places that we visited, wherever the Giants were at this time, he found us. Don and Marilyn were there. This is a treasure. The Van Pelt family gave this to Don and myself when we hit 100 in a row. And that's dated December 16th, 1979. My treasure trove. My wonderful memories of the Giants. After my husband passed in 2010, a co-worker encouraged me to join her in her quest and take a class, and I did. And I amazed myself that I got an A, and that just started it because I just felt so comfortable. And the years went by, 7 years went, and here I am. And I still have my A, and I have my 4.0, and I'm very proud of myself. It just was natural to me to continue to learn, because I feel you can learn every single day. Whether you have a degree or not, we're still learning. And we're here on this wonderful, glorious day.
It is now my pleasure to introduce class of 2017 valedictorian, Miss Marilyn Heiner, who will share words of wisdom with you.
I would never have thought about it when I registered for my first class that I would be here today, not only graduating, but being the valedictorian, and a thrill, absolute thrill at MetLife Stadium. My husband and I used to travel with the Giants in the 70s and 80s. We were known as Mr. and Mrs. Superfan. We traveled before Big Blue. Wherever the Giants were, you would find Don and Marilyn. I've been to 6 Super Bowls, but not with the Giants. I've never been to a playoff game with the Giants. But today, here at MetLife, I feel that I've scored the touchdown of my Super Bowl, and my husband has a sky view seat. My husband never made it to this stadium, but just knowing that the Giants are here and the love of the Giants that he had will make it unbelievable and unforgettable.
We are looking for Marilyn.
Marilyn, fellow Victorian. How are you? I'm Zach Diossi.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing? Pleasure to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Thank
we heard
you
your
so
story.
Much.
Very
Thank
inspiring.
You.
So we thought we'd come over and give you some gifts today.
Yeah. Our number one fan.
I always feel like that I've had so many segments of my life. You know, you have your family, you have your career, you have your marriage, and now I have Bergen Community College. At the wake of my husband, some of the people came in Giant gear, and they sent flowers in the shape of a football because they felt that was his last tailgating party. But I know he's here, He's here and he's celebrating, so that's what's important to me today. I've been a Giant fan forever, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be here. And as I said, the Giants will always, always be a part of my life. Always. So happy to be here. I'm so happy to share it with my friends. Go Big Blue!